Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PhoneFaith, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This is the Christmas show. It's time right now to hear a story. Paul, wrestler, soul story. Paul, are you there?
I am here. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you.
Loud and clear?
I don't know about loud and clear, but we can hear you.
It's loud and clear.
Okay,
you good to go? Loud and clear on my end.
This is a story about my early life. I grew up in Union City, New Jersey, which is located in Hudson County, New Jersey. Very large Italian-American population. A lot of immigrants there who migrated to this country. Didn't speak much English. A lot of Cubans in the township. We were extremely diverse neighborhood, except there were very few Jewish people in the neighborhood. I'm Jewish. I was born and raised Jewish. And Christmas was always a really difficult time for me. I always was very jealous of all my Catholic friends and the celebration of this great holiday, and never really quite understood it, what it was all about. But in the process of that, growing up in that neighborhood, I remember very distinctly being invited out to all my friends' family's celebrations of Christmas. So they wanted to include me in the celebration. And so I became very aware of Christmas and became to enjoy it every year due to the kind souls and the kind hearts of all the people who lived in my community. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sharing.
Thank you very much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Now I'll tell you my story. I lived in Philadelphia. I went to Germantown High School in Philadelphia. The school was 50% black. So if you were non-white, you were black. If you were white, you were Jewish. So it was a Jewish black school. There was a few white people that were, let's just say, non-Jewish, but that was like, we'll say 2% of the school, of my class. It was Jewish or black and 2% others. My school is no longer there. They knocked it down, the school, but it was up for a lot of years and it was a very nice school. Very mixed school. So that's my story of growing up, where it was.
What about on Christmas, what Paul was talking about?
Well, we lived in a Jewish neighborhood. Our neighbor was 99.999% Jewish in Philadelphia. If you don't know, Philadelphia is a very ghetto city. If you said Mount Airy in those days, it was Jewish. If you said South Philadelphia, it was Italian. If you said this area, it was Catholic. Every area was ghetto.
I think it's like that in any big city.
No, not as bad as Philadelphia. I don't know about today, but I'm going back when I was a kid. Everybody lived in a certain area.
How about you, Debbie and Grant?
Well, I grew up in a town where it was like Michael was talking about, kind of, you know, each ethnic group pretty much had its own little area, especially back in those early days, probably the 30s, 40s. And there was a Polish area, there was a Italian, Ukrainian, you know, all these different ethnic groups. And most of them were Catholic, and they even had their own Catholic schools. I'm Polish, and for a couple of years, I went to the Polish Catholic school. But the neighborhood we lived in was mostly Jewish. And we were the only Christians or Catholics on the block, let's just say. And so when it came to the holidays, we were the only ones that had Christmas decorations up and stuff. But, you know, everybody, you know, sent cards to each other. And we often received gifts that were indicative of the other party's culture, you know, for holidays in terms of food and stuff like that. So it was kind of fun. The kids were older than I was, so I didn't really hang with them much, but they were my sister's ages and, you know, they knew them at school and everything. So that was kind of fun.
Here's a trivia, Debbie. Okay. I don't know if you know this one, but this is a trivia question. Now, this happens to be, I'm going to say, 99% fact. I'm not saying 100% of fact, but 99% fact. Being Jewish, living in a Jewish area, you could always count one type of restaurant that was always open on Christmas Day. What am I talking about? What kind of restaurant was open on Christmas Day in a Jewish neighborhood? Anybody have an idea?
Chinese
deli.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You weren't supposed to say it out loud. It was a trivia question.
Oh, I thought you meant for us.
Forget that. Forget that. I said trivia, and you guys answered it, so forget that. Now.
Well, we thought you were talking to us specifically.
No, I said it was a trivia question.
But you said Debbie, so...
Yeah.
You did.
Mr. Golder, may I remind you that we already have one trivia in the pipeline. Has anybody called in?
Nobody answered it.
Answer that one yet?
Nobody answered it.
Oh, okay. Why don't you ask it again?
Okay. Who was the backup of the Nat King Cole?
As you pointed out, Mr. Golder, they were the backup group on most of his songs.
Songs,
especially.
Yeah. Now you don't have to say it, Nigel. Do you know it? I don't know
it. I do. You don't know it? Or do you?
No.
All right. Is it time for full disclosure?
Yes.
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yep. Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
I'm not disputing you, Nigel. I just never heard of them. Wow.
Really?
Polka group, right, Nigel?
No, I don't know that they were a polka group when they sang together, but I do know that they backed Nat King Cole up on a lot of his hits. Maybe not all of them.
Thank you for that information.
So repeat that. Repeat that again.
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. You know what? For some reason, I questioned that.
Okay.
I questioned that.
Okay.
You could be right, but I question it.
Okay.
So Michael,
right now, we're
going
to go to Charles.
He chose a military,
Christmas song.
That was the military Christmas song that played?
No.
Yes.
There were two by the same group. One was military and one... Well, if you played the military one, then play the other one.
Gotcha. All right.
No big deal.
Lord of all creation, Mary, did you know?
Not exactly a military song, but rather.
No, the other one was. The other one was the military.
Mix-up. It's another mix-up.
No, it's fine.
Appropriate anyway. Fine. Sorry.
Okay.
We're going to go to break.
Well, now we're going to go to break. We'll come back with more Christmas songs and a trivia when we come back.
All right.
So, you listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll come back with a trivia. Don't go away. We got a good trivia coming up. The Christmas trivia. This is Michael. It's holiday time, and I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrand with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrand.
And we just like to say, Merry Christmas!
And happy holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Sela Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. Sela co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries. to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh yeah, we're back at the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Before we go to the trivia, we got Kim calling in from Boca Raton, Florida. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Merry Christmas. Welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. And I just wanted to do a shout out to Nigel. Merry Christmas
here,
to him and
shout
everybody
out to
else.
Nigel. Nigel, you know Nigel?
Nigel's the man.
Who's she? Oh, thank you. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you? Did you have fun?
I'm great. Now that we hear from you.
Merry Christmas to everyone. And I love you, Nigel. And I
love you too.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Merry Christmas,
nice.
And hopefully we'll meet you soon.
I hope so, too.
Hope so, too.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to trivia now. Trivia time. This is strictly for the listeners of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So you folks in the peanut gallery, don't open your mouth and say anything. This is only for the listeners. Trivia time. 407-894-6080. That's the trivia hotline.
Michael, can you
who is singing this song? This was a giant Christmas song. Who is singing this song?
Jingle around the clock. Mix
Okay, Chris, the trivia time. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. If you got any new listeners, the first new listeners. Who's singing the song? You know it? Who's singing it? Paul, do you think? Don't say it on the air, Paul. Do you know who's singing it?
I'm not saying on the air.
No, don't say. I just want to know if you know it.
I don't know. What happened to Chris? Where is he?
He's probably taking Kimberly's address. I don't know. By the way, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, I've got one for you. It's already been answered in a way, but I'll tell you. Well, here we go. If athletes get athlete's foot, what do astronauts get? If athletes get athlete's foot, what do astronauts get? Anybody know the answer?
Have the answer.
You what?
If they have the answer, we'll give them a prize.
All right. I got us a caller on the phone line.
Okay. New caller?
A new caller.
Okay, great.
Mike, this is right up your alley, Mike. This is right up your alley. There. Are you guys considered snowbirds?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So
driving, but otherwise, yeah.
Okay. First time caller listening to the show. She said, I've never heard anything like this. You guys are funny. You guys are hysterical. I don't know what we got going on, and it's keeping me going. So she said she just had to keep listening. Myra from Boynton Beach, Florida, by way of New Jersey.
Yes.
What part of New Jersey?
Yeah. Oh, what's my Point Pleasant?
Oh, nice.
Point Pleasant. Oh,
my
favorite
boardwalk.
Our favorite boardwalk.
Yep.
Near Philly.
So what's your first name?
Myra, M-Y-R-A. I heard somebody has a Philly accent there.
That's me.
Who is that? That's you. I heard it.
I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
I lived in New Jersey in Point Pleasant for about 10 years. This is Paul.
No kidding. Hi.
I lived on Oakland Street.
On which street?
Oakland.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with every street, but yeah, definitely. I loved it. So love it.
So do you know who is singing the song?
Yes, Bobby Helms.
You are 100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card coming your way from Subway.
Thank you.
Myra, new listener. Keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So you were listening on WFTL, Myra?
You just put on the radio. And I think it is. Maybe. Because we're in Florida. 99 something. I don't even know. We're just flipping around.
With 8:50 a.m.
8:50 a.m. down there.
If you're in the car.
We're one of the few people. A.m. Sorry, it is a.m. You're right. Yeah. We're sorry.
Well, thanks for calling. Yep.
Thanks for calling in. Keep on listening. Night. All right, so here's another question.
All right, Myra, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Don't go off the air. Give your name and address. We send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Keep on listening. All right, so now that was Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock. Now, here's a trivia question. Bobby Helms had two songs, hit records. That was a hit record, Jingle Bell Rock. What was his other big hit? He had it. This was not a Christmas song. This was the only other big hit that he had. What was the name of the song? Anybody know? Bobby Helms. And I'm only going to give you a minute because you people all look it up. So she looked it up. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song, Bobby Helms' song, other than Jingle Bell Rock? What's the name of the other song that he had? It was a big hit record.
Well, I hope Myra tunes in every Sunday night. We might.
Yeah, maybe she won't recognize the show because it won't be as fiasco as this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, you know, we still have two
response for this, Mr. Golder. Every 5 seconds, you're asking trivia questions.
Yeah, and then he's tied up on the phone. He's not an octopus. He has two arms, not eight.
Okay, so let me just give the answer to the question posed a few moments ago. So the question once again was, if athletes get athlete's foot, What do astronauts get?
Silence.
Why?
Okay, so waiting for that trivia question. Okay, 407-894-6868.
Well, it's not necessarily a trivia
question.
Well,
let's wait and see if anybody knows it.
Okay.
407-894-6868. So that's two trivia questions out there right now. Bobby Helms' other hit besides Single Bell Rock and Nigel's question about athlete's foot.
What do astronauts get? I think somebody already knows.
You know, we've been on the air since April of 2016.
Right.
And that's no April Fool's.
This has got to be the funniest show, I think, that we've ever done.
Oh, no.
No? Who's saying, oh, no? Chris?
No, that was Grant said, oh, there's been some others.
Oh, he remembers everything.
You think this is funny?
I do.
Maybe we jinxed it.
Well, you can. If it's not funny, you can cry then.
We have to learn to laugh. We have to laugh at ourselves. Now,
I'll tell you what was funny. Other than this, the woman who talked about the bathroom. That was another Blind Matters. That was a girl who talked about the bathroom. That was funny.
Oh.
Yeah. She was.
By the way, I'll take one, Chris. If Chris, well, when he comes back, wasn't he offering gin and tonics a bit ago? Oh no, that was pentatonics. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I do.
Chris,
yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
I was going to say, if you could get Gary's song ready next after you're done with your administrative work there.
Okay. Well, I do have a caller. I think.
Okay.
I just want
to make sure we get Gary and David so they don't.
Okay. The caller is, what trivia is he calling or she's calling in for?
I don't know. Cause it was like three or four out while I was on the phone listening.
Okay.
So this is Howie from Delray Beach. Howie, are you there?
Can he win?
Yeah. Hold on. I think he's in the clear.
All right. Let him on. It's Christmas. All right. Let him on.
No, he can't. No, he can't.
That's
but,
okay.
It's
okay.
Christmas. It's not supposed to win, but it's Christmas.
Okay. Oh, you're so nice.
It's Christmas.
Howie, are you there?
Which one do you want? I'll give you. How about if I get both of them?
No, only one, Howie. It's Christmas. You're letting you on. You're not even supposed to win because it's. But
you Bobby won Helms is
within 30 days.
Range.
But it's Christmas. We're letting you on.
My special so name.
Which one you want to talk about? The astronaut?
No. My special
name. Do the astronaut one. Oh, you don't know that one? The astronaut?
The astronaut is mistletoe.
Thank you, Howie.
Is he right?
Yes.
So he just
again,
wants
if athletes get athletes,
subway, mistletoe.
That's right.
I wouldn't have thought that mistletoe.
It's funny.
Thank
good
you.
Good job, Howie.
All right. Happy.
He got the first. You weren't listening, Mike, but he also got the first one. Howie also got the first one.
I didn't hear him say that.
I didn't either.
He did. Does anybody right. does should okay. should we
Okay, so we got one subway for two questions.
Hey, Howie. Thank you, Howie. Appreciate
you're supposed, you're only wait, supposed wait, to answer one.
Just that's fine.
I know.
Thank you, Howie. I got you covered, Howie. I got some other people calling in trying to get in, so let me answer the phone, Howie. Thank you, Howie.
You well. Bye bye.
Hi.
Hi.
What was that old?
Sorry. Do we have Howie's address?
Yes. No, I probably know by heart.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I guess we do.
Oh, gosh.
This could be the world's funniest audio.
So who's Bobby Helms' song? I mean, that's here. Okay.
I got to get Gary's song in and Dave's song. Too.
Okay. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if anybody else knows that Bobby Helms' other song.
He said he's got some people on the phone.
Okay. Let's see.
Nice. Yeah, I'll just say this about that. what was I going to say? Oh, should I tell them, Michael, the true story, what's really going on?
No.
See, okay.
No, I got to ask Paul a question. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Did you like Point Pleasant when you could see? Did you like Point Pleasant Beach?
I loved it. It was great.
That's Lynn's favorite beach.
Still is nice.
Sure is. It's a real family boardwalk place.
Yes, it
I actually follow the Jenkinson's Boardwalk Facebook page, so they're always posting their activities, and I'm always so jealous.
Yeah, I go to a lot. I go to some of the concerts there.
Paul, do you know they actually put palm trees on the that I don't like. They put palm trees on the beach.
I knew that. Somebody told me that. Yeah,
that's really dumb. I hate to say. It's not Florida. It's New Jersey.
That's right.
Supposed to give it ambiance. Isn't that ridiculous? Right.
There goes.
Is that the street that had the lobster house and the shrimp place?
I don't know. No. What's happening, Chris?
Okay, Stuart, Kim from Stuart, Florida called and said, hey, he wanted to wish each and every last one of you a wonderful and safe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kim.
And that's all on my end.
All right, so nobody knew the song, name of the song.
What is it?
From Bobby Helms, other song.
What is it?
I'm waiting for somebody to call in.
But that's a question, Freddie. Somebody answered it already.
Well, no, he wasn't supposed to answer it. I heard
but
it.
He wasn't supposed to answer it.
Right.
He did. Heard it. Nobody heard it but you people.
Right, right. So that's why it's still giving a chance to somebody. What is the other song that Bobby Helms has done that was well known? Right?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
While we're waiting, if anybody calls up, let's hear Gary's Christmas song. Gary Sinclair's Christmas song.
It's Gary Sinclair.
All right. yes.
Running out of time.
Yes, it is. Gary, you're absolutely right. This is Gary's.
You like his choice?
Yes.
At least it's not the one about Santa running over the reindeer.
No, not that one. That's the one I thought about, though. Right. That's the one I did think about.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail.
Oh no. Did you find it, Chris?
Yeah, it's going. I got it.
Okay, because we can't hear it.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Okay, so that was Gary's song.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. It's a good selection.
By the way, Merry Christmas, Gary.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Gary, if you're listening. Okay, so now...
can we go to Dave's song and get that in, and then I don't have to worry anymore.
Okay, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave's song.
All right, that'll be my last request from everybody. Oh, co-host Dave Hillebrand. I should clarify.
Days, no man was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat they found. But when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty's no man was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty the snowman knew the sun was a hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to that traffic cop.
And he only paused in a moment when he heard him a howling style.
Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way.
But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. I thump a thump a thump a thump a thump.
Look at Frosty go. Over the hills of snow.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. This is the Christmas show. If you don't know, we're playing Christmas songs if you don't know that either. Paul, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm laughing very hard as I listen to the show tonight. So if nothing else, you and Lynn should be very proud of your accomplishments, and your show is your radio show is tremendous.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It really is. It's truly one of a kind. Really?
That's what we like to say. We're the only commercial radio show of its kind
in the world.
Probably in the world.
Yeah. That's what they tell us.
Yep.
Talk show.
Yep.
That you can call in and we listen.
Punching Judy over here. That you
yeah, she punches me. It's called Punching Michael.
I got to get Dave's song in.
The only song house in the world where Punching Judy, she punches me. It's not Punching Judy, it's Punching Mike.
Oh, gosh.
And you know what? The other day, you know what? Ready for this, folks? If you don't know, I'm blind. And now I got to tell you this story about my wife. This is ridiculous. She asked me a question. What was the stupid question you asked me? And I said, I can't believe you just asked a blind person that.
I was probably where something was, but sometimes you find things which amazes me. You'll see a little thing on the floor and that I didn't see. So you never know with you. Yep.
I'm trying to remember what it was. It was so.
No growling, you guys. We're almost off the air. Quiet.
So, Paul, you didn't say what's doing, Paul.
I did say what's doing.
Well, you said something very nice. I go along with that. Well, very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Well, that's doing. I was wondering if you could do my trivia song.
Oh, did you see it? Did you find it, Chris?
He couldn't find it.
No, I didn't find it.
It's.
Oh, you did find it?
Hold on. I'm going back through again.
Yeah, I was looking through all my emails that I sent to you a few times.
If you can't find it, we'll play with trivia.
Yeah, we still have a little time. The problem was your email and Paul's was a separate email from everybody else's songs.
Right. So that's and what that I'm going
back to. Causes a little confusion. See, when we do the military songs, just so everybody knows, we just put the whole list all in one email. Yep. Every year. On a serious note.
On a serious note, I just got hit by my wife. So on a serious note.
I'm not going to be live next Sunday. So I thought, you know what?
So after she hit me and she said, let's talk something serious. So I'm going to tell you something serious.
All right.
I want to wish all of you folks a Merry Christmas. Definitely a healthy new year. That's the main thing. Because if you don't have health, you got nothing. You got to have health. Health is first. Don't tell me about money. Don't tell me about a house or living. The main thing is you have to have health, because if you don't have health, you got nothing. So first is health. And by the way, that's the one thing you can't buy. You can get medicine to help you, but a lot of people die early that are multimillionaires, billionaires die early because of sickness. So all I can say, this is 2023. I'm looking forward to all of you being with us next year, 2024, to a great new year and health new year. I hope you'll listen to the show next year. And you can almost look back at this fiasco show and say, well, that was a funny show.
Fiasco.
Listen to the archives tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't listen to it. I'd faint. I'd faint.
I wouldn't even put it up, Michael.
No, I have to put it up.
Oh.
So, Paul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You found it?
I found it. I'm telling Chris.
Okay, we're going to see if we can put it through now.
Chris, I'm going
to... Say that again for me. Lynn, say that one more time. I missed it.
I think what she's saying is that we're ready for Paul's song.
Yeah, he sang it.
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah.
That is it. I did play that. That was the first one that I played.
Wait a minute now. Let me go to the bottom of the email. It's the one, 1962 one.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, that's
he played that.
Oh, well, that's his trivia song.
It wasn't his trivia.
Well, that's what I've got.
No, it's wrong.
Paul, I have your text. That's you my want me proof.
You want me to sing?
You could. Well, I don't know if he can pull it up.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, I'll give it to someone special. Wow. You know what that?
Never heard of the song.
Yeah,
I never heard that song.
I know that one. We all know that
all
one.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know that one.
Good job, Paul.
But we're not saying who it is because we'll get in trouble again.
I don't know who that's.
It's by Wham.
I know.
Wait, no. Don't say it. Don't say it. Hold on.
Okay, Daddy.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Bye, Daddy.
Oh, y'all hanging up? Okay.
No, I'm going back on mute.
Oh, they're going back on mute.
Oh,
well, have a great, good Christmas tomorrow.
Wait, hold on. Wait, did you finish your assignment that I left you this before I got here?
Oh, man.
Zamaria left me, and we're doing the cookies.
So Zamaria left you. So did y'all finish it?
I did.
All right. Did you clean them good?
Yes. Hi, Daddy.
Hey, why did you leave your sister? You weren't supposed to leave her. You supposed to help her.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Thank you.
Can I ask what their assignment is?
Yeah, they were cleaning some collard greens.
I love cooking.
We love collard greens.
Yep.
Yeah,
if it's done right,
is that for Christmas dinner tomorrow?
That's for Christmas dinner tomorrow. So they was cleaning the collard greens, and I had some mustard greens to go with it. So I did the mustard greens. Malaya and I did the mustard greens before I left, and Zamaria and Malaya were supposed to clean the collard greens and have them ready to go, so I can just come home and cook them.
Oh wow, are they a little bit spicy? I like them when they're a little bit spicy. Do you put the hot pepper that you shake in there?
That's fresh pepper.
Yeah, no, not fresh pepper. It's the
Python.
It's that vinegary pepper that with the little peppers in the jar with the liquid.
Oh, right. I remember. I've seen them.
The restaurants do that. I love it that way. Yeah. So, what are you having as your main dish? What are you having for your? Are you having a ham?
We're doing ribs.
Ribs. Invite me. Ribs. It's my favorite.
Turkey
ribs.
Ball.
Oh, they're making Christmas cookies right now. How cool is that?
Oh, you got the text.
Yeah. Oh, I see you girls. Look at those beautiful cookies, all different colors. I see gingerbread men.
I am. Lamar is still
a Christmas tree at a store. Wow.
So, Paul?
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Did you go swimming in Point Pleasant Beach? or just on the boardwalk?
A lot. Yep.
So you like the beach?
It's a beautiful beach. You asked me that before, Michael.
Yeah, Lynn just went on the boardwalk. She didn't go for the beach.
Yeah, I used to go swimming all the time in Belmar, Point Pleasant, Bradley Beach, that whole area.
That whole thing.
Lynn, where'd you go on the beach? Not on the boardwalk, the beach.
My father used to take us to Asbury.
I asked you, where'd you go in the water? Nowhere.
I don't go in the water.
I used to
get starfish on the beach there in the water.
Did you ever wear a bathing suit?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she hit me again.
This is Debbie. I like Seaside Heights and Wildwood.
Very nice.
More rowdy, right? They were
a little rowdy. Exactly.
That's the Philadelphia crowd to go to Wildwood.
That's why I like it. Do you have a trivia out there that somebody's supposed to answer?
He never played it.
Oh, but you sang it.
I know, but nobody had the answer.
Oh, well, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, one of the girls gave the answer. He said, don't give the answer, and they did.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Wham, yeah.
Meanwhile, they're really busy. Chris's daughters are really, and the Keys' daughters are really busy making so many cookies.
Yeah, I keep them busy as much as I can, and then my wife keep them busy on the other end.
That's amazing. Who's eating all those cookies?
I hope not me. I hope they don't plan on that being for me.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many of them.
Listen, we do have a caller on the phone line.
Good.
Calling all the way from Pompano Beach, Florida. She's just calling in to say hi. And I know somebody on this line knows this voice. They've did a lot of things together. Going to school together, entering to college together. They did several things together. And I'm just going to let this person come on up and just say hello. Carla, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Carla, how's everything? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
All right. Who did you want to say hi to? I didn't give them your name because I'm quite sure they called
them. I want to say hi to the greatest Gator Gate I know.
Hi, Howdy Gator. Great. Merry Christmas. I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yes, I hope so. How are you?
I know exactly who that is, everyone.
I tried to get on the show and I couldn't, but I finally got a hold of the radio station and I wanted to tell you Merry Christmas, my friend.
And how come you're not at Cindy's?
Huh?
I thought you were going to be at Cindy's tonight.
I am.
Oh, you are. So she's she's not in Pompano. She lives in Pompano, but she's not in Pompano at the moment. She's in Boca Raton.
I'm in Boca right now. I'm a Boca bitch.
That's that's Mickey Grote.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean. It's a family show.
That's Mickey Grote, folks. My Gator Great.
Thanks for calling.
She love you too. That's Kimberly's sister who graduated with me from the University of Florida.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Oh, this is great. Thank you so much.
So, Paul, besides Point Pleasant.
Yes.
Did you ever go to Atlantic City?
I was not a big Atlantic City fan. Never.
That's a Philadelphia crowd.
Right. Yep. Wildwood, Atlantic City.
Wildwood, Philadelphia. The
yep.
other place people going from Philadelphia was Ocean City, New Jersey.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, I basically stayed in New Jersey, as I always tell you. I've been in New Jersey my whole life, except for 1 year, and I was in Vietnam. That's the only year I've been out of New Jersey. And I'd like to forget that year.
Glad you're back.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming on board to this wonderful Christmas show we had. Paul, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Nigel, for coming on, Nigel.
Thank you, good sir. And thank you,
Debbie and
both.
Grant.
I was going to say Grant. Debbie and Grant.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. Thank you.
For coming on. And thank you all for listening and letting us in your homes. And hope you made you laugh tonight. We didn't make you laugh tonight. You know, we can't make you laugh at all. For sure, you did a great job.
Thank you. We take the cookies out and give them to neighbors and friends as a little token to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
What'd you say?
They take them to neighbors and friends.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. That's very nice.
Keep some for yourself, though.
Yeah. Well, some for Santa, of course.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Nikia and the girls, Malaya and Samaria.
Okay. And this last song we're going to play, I'll tell you now, when we say goodnight, we're going to play Silent Night by the Temptations. That'll be the last song we play before we go up the air. Silent Night by the Temptations.
Next week we won't be sitting here.
And next week we'll have a best of because we won't be here on New Year's Eve.
Chris is going to be out of town, I think.
Yeah, Chris is not be there. So we're going to play best of. And we'll see you on the air.
2024.
Oh, my God. It's a year away.
Oh, that's what
so as I always say.
I'm going to see you next year.
That's right.
As I always say, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Love you all. Merry Christmas to all. And a very healthy and happy new year. And we'll see you in 2024. Now listen to Silent Night by the Temptations.
Merry
Christmas. Good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You want some cookies? Yes.
Yes,
I would want some cookies. Yummy, yummy.
Send me some cookies
from
Jersey.
Okay.
Love you all. Love you, Chris. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Have a good one.
Oh, around by the